Biggs. Bar.
Woo!
Pasty.
Woo!
The Biggs and Bar Show with Pasty Jamie.
On 106.1 Shea.
Hey, it's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Good morning.
It's winner's party day.
Oh, it sure is.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Are you going to ooey-ooey at any point tonight ooey? Or this afternoon?
I might.
You might get an ooey-ooey in there?
Yeah. Oh, right. You get enough scotch, Jason will do anything.
That is, we have seen evidence
of
that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not going to deny that.
Including tie cutlery to his face.
Tape. That was tape. I taped it to my head. Like horns and earrings.
It is definitely a Jekyll and Hyde situation when Jason gets some liquor in him.
Not in a bad way, though.
No, no.
Like, I don't beat people up. I just laugh and fall asleep.
Speaking of drinking, it's Drunk Podcast Day also being a Friday.
Sweet.
So we'll...
you might hear that for live this afternoon when we do that remote at that party.
That is true.
Are
so,
they doing Drunk Podcast again? No, no, that's live.
That's live. Today's is fantastic. Absolutely great. Jamie picked a doozy. So we'll play that for you in a little bit. Astros, the cheating scandal with them is getting crazy.
Scum.
Like, I have basically zero interest in baseball.
Yeah.
But I do have interest in this because it is fascinating.
It really is.
Ingenious,
yeah,
really.
It really is.
The lengths they went to.
Ooh, we're going to make you sad by calculating your salary versus famous athletes. There's a new website that does it.
Yeah.
And it just made us all in the room go, oh.
But at least it's Friday.
Yeah, at least it is Friday. We got out of what? That jackpot's up to $280. We're going to talk to Jim Perkins from the Capital City Condors.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just our regular good stuff.
And you could also win $1,000 to pay your bills.
That is true. That is very true. Oh, and we have a question for Jamie if he was out peeping again.
Right.
So. But Audio Slave starts us off today at 106.1 Shea. Good morning.
And now, in a world where stupidity reigns supreme, it's the half-assed news with Biggs and Barr.
This hour brought to you by Francis Home Environment. Well, Vegas beat the Senators 4-2 at home last night. Ottawa has now lost 9 in a row, so I guess the positive is they're due for a win. Carey Price keeping the Habs season alive, as usual. Made 40 saves as Montreal beat the Flyers 4-1 in Philly. Matthew Tkachuk scored the only goal of the shootout, and the Calgary Flames beat the Leafs 2-1 at Scotiabank Arena. Toronto Raptors and Washington Wizards will meet for the second time this season tonight. Some news about the O train. Full service was restored to the east end of the Confederation line earlier this morning. Transit crews were working through the night, pretty cold too, to repair an overhead wire which broke yesterday morning. They had to use buses. I hear bookies in Vegas taking bets on whether or not it will break again today.
Yeah.
Some parents are going to spend at least some of the weekend seeing who will stay home or who's going to look after their kids. Rotating teacher walkouts will affect the region on Monday and Tuesday. Monday, all public elementary schools in Ottawa will be closed. The elementary teachers are holding the one-day strike at several boards, including the Ottawa-Carleton area. On Tuesday, no school for all Eastern Ontario English Catholic students. Also on Tuesday, elementary teachers are striking in Renfrew County. That board has not revealed what they're going to do for that day yet. And today is the 100th anniversary of the start of Prohibition. Lasted 13 years from January 1920 until December 1933.
That long?
Yeah, well,
no,
that's
yes.
How long the law was in effect.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Did it stop anyone from drinking? Not a chance.
No, it didn't.
No.
Because that was the roaring 20s.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everyone was dickered.
And now it's like a cool thing to look back on.
Yeah. Remember when we all broke the law?
Yeah. Ottawa and surrounding area under two advisories this morning, one for frostbite, the other for significant snowfall. Now, today it's going to be sunny, high minus 14. This morning feels a bit like minus 33. And tonight goes down to minus 24. And then tomorrow, the snow will start around noon. The white death from above, 5 to 10 centimeters or so, and a high of minus 12. And then Sunday, we're going to have some flurries with a high of minus 8. Right now, it is minus 20. That's the latest.
Cool.
106.1 Shea presents The Biggs and Barr Show with Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, and Pasty Jamie.
We're going to make you sad in a little bit and let you know how long it takes athletes to earn your yearly salary.
Or maybe give you some incentive to work a little harder.
Yeah, maybe.
Or invent a time machine and be better at sports.
And it's Drunk Podcast Day.
It is, yeah.
Which is great. We usually run it once, but today's is a special one. So we're going to do a little early version for you.
And we do have instant answer question time coming up in a bit. Yeah. But we know you don't like to text and drive, as you shouldn't. So if you want to get one in early, 762-555. Yeah. And we promise not to look at it till later.
Yeah.
Because we're lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a promise we could keep.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Hey, good morning. We're the Biggs and Bar Show. We got a feature we call Drunk Podcast.
Yes.
Where we take a section of our show. Every day after we finish the show, Jamie goes into the logs, which is the digital whatever of the show.
Used to be tape.
Yeah.
Like 2 decades ago.
And he removes all the music. And we put all, because we don't have rights to do that.
Yeah.
And he puts all our talk breaks together. And then we put it out as a podcast every day. And while he's doing that, he's listening to the show, and he'll find little sections that he thinks would be hilarious if we slowed down to where we sounded hammered.
Now, this one is, we got a question in the instant answer question time. If we were a kind of meat, what kind of meat would we be?
Yes.
As people.
Right.
Okay.
And we'll just let it roll. Here's a latest edition of Drunk Podcast.
If you were meat, what kind would you be?
Some salty, like beef jerky, I guess. Chicken thighs, because I got thighs.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know.
Marinated herring.
Marinated herring? That's the worst thing you could say. Literally, is there a worse
that is the most eaten fish there in the entire
see?
World.
Herring.
You can have it pickled. You can have it
pickled
dry.
Herring. That's me. I disagree with those.
You're an everyman. You're an everyman.
Pickled herring is not an everyman.
It is. It's the most seen.
An everyman
fish in
is
the
like
world.
Turkey cold no. cuts. That's no. like an everyman.
Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Yeah, so that's our latest Drunk Podcast.
Marinated herring?
Yeah.
You guys said if I was going to be...
I know.
I'd be marinated herring.
Pickled.
Pickle? What a terrible thing to say about your friend.
No, no.
What do you mean?
It's very popular worldwide.
With who?
People.
Everyone. It's the most popular, most eaten
no,
fish.
No, herring was the most eaten fish in the world.
How do you think it comes?
You don't
in jars.
Pickled
okay. herring.
You don't have to rehash this discussion. You hurt my feelings.
No, don't
you know
be upset. It was
so
a compliment.
It's fine.
You are pickled herring.
Yeah. Hey, pickled fish. Yeah. Nice, sweet compliment. Thanks. Here's Led Zeppelin on 106.1 Shay.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, she's a cold one today. Minus 20 right now. It feels like minus 30 tomorrow. Won't be quite as cold, but we will get about 10 centimeters of snow. So plan accordingly for that. O-Train service has been restored early this morning. A line broke yesterday, so cross your fingers. It holds up in the cold today. Rotating teacher walkouts will affect our region on Monday and Tuesday, giving you a heads up. You might need to plan somewhere for your kids to go. And, you know, you probably worked hard all week. Looking forward to the weekend. Just to ruin your day, there's a website where you can figure out how long it takes an athlete to earn your yearly salary.
Yeah. it's going to make you sad.
Yeah.
So,
well, or inspire you to work a little harder.
Sure.
Unlikely.
Not only does U.S. dollars.
Okay.
Well, it does other currency, but not Canadian.
Well, we can figure it out.
And so, what sport do you want to start with to make everybody upset?
Let's do the popular one here, the most in
hockey.
Canada.
Hockey.
Let's do
we'll
hockey.
Do hockey.
So Sidney Crosby, is that a good?
Sure.
A good example? Okay. How much, what's the yearly salary
you want to
see?
At, like 75, 70?
70?
$70,000? Okay.
I don't know what the average.
That's a bit high, but I mean, it's okay. We'll calculate that.
All right.
$70,000. It takes Sidney Crosby 11 minutes of playing time to make $70,000, and he gets that for every 0.7 goals he scores.
Okay, wow.
11 minutes of ice time.
According to payscale.com,
right.
They give you the average salary in Ottawa. It's $60,000.
All right. Okay, well,
so do 60 grand. That's the average. Okay, so some 60. People making lower and some people obviously making way more.
Now, hockey players, the least paid athletes in the world. So let's do Mike Trout.
Those,
right?
Those poor hockey players.
Yeah. Mike Trout.
Yeah.
MVP baseball player.
MVP. How long does it take Mike Trout to make $60,000? 2.17 innings.
Wow.
And for every 0.2 hits, he makes $60,000.
So when you're watching the game, when you're watching the game and you're like, oh, man, like that a year, your yearly salary.
So 0.2 hits. Does that mean he has to go like 1 for 20? Is that it? I'm bad at math, but something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, yes. To get that.
0.2.
That's how much he makes. So for every hit he gets, he makes $300,000 basically for every hit.
Okay, so let's go with like a real good job. Like we talked about the Taco Bell managers, they're upping their salary to like 100 grand.
100 G's.
So if you're a top-notch Taco Bell manager and you make 100 grand a year, how much will Lionel Messi make soccer player?
To make $100,000.
To make
$100,000.
Yeah, yeah.
The money you make an entire year.
Yeah.
It takes
him. That's before taxes.
Yeah, before taxes, it takes Lionel Messi 3.4 minutes on the field.
So that would take me running from one net to the other, basically. Yeah.
But he doesn't even have to do it. 3.4 minutes on the field, he may not even move 20 feet.
Yeah, that's true. And wait, listen. Every 0.05 goals.
Oh, wow.
0.05.
Oh, 0.05
goals. Oh, so like a season of soccer.
That's absurd. Wow. He's making 100 grand every 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's madness.
That's nuts.
So think about that on your way to work this morning to your hard job. Hopefully you're not working outside today because it's freezing.
Yeah, that would suck.
And I guess the only solace you can have is that you can send us a question for an instant answer question.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, you can text us 762-555.
Yeah,
and feel you make a difference in the world.
Any question, any topic you want answered, fire it in, and we'll do so in a little bit. Right now, though, some Queen on 106.1 Shea.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Chris Biggs.
Hi.
Jason Barr.
That's me.
And Pasty Jamie.
Bonjour.
106.1 Shea.
Look at you all bilingual.
Oh, yeah.
Fancy, fancy boy. We would love your questions, please.
Yeah, text us 762-555. Any question you want.
Anything. Any topic, any subject. We answer it all. It's your chance to control the show for about 5 minutes, okay?
Like, can you guys come shovel my driveway and clean my car off? No. No, that's your job. And make sure you do clean your car off. You see all those, the OC Transwell bus that got hit by the chunk of ice yesterday?
Yeah.
Smashed the windshield?
Yeah. Big old piece of ice. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of shoveling snow, big shout out to the crew who is out here in the minus 20 degree weather.
Oh, yeah.
Shoveling. They just shoveled our sidewalk.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Two guys, they made it quick and now they're gone. That was the quickest shovel of all time.
We appreciate it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure. Anyone working outside today?
Uh-huh.
Keep on keeping on.
Cover your face.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah, like not with your hands. Like don't cover your eyes when you're working, especially if you do manual labor or like electrical work. Cover your face.
All right. No.
Tough to do anything though without your hands.
Right. I meant with a garment, like a balaclava or something.
No, I know what you meant. I'm just making sure everybody else did. Text us your question 762-555.
Biggs Barr. It's the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shea.
Fire! Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Do what that obnoxious guy in the song says.
Yeah.
Text us your question, 762-555. We'll answer as many as we can.
Who's your pick in the McGregor-Cowboy fight?
You are the most up on MMA, Jason. Who would you say?
I mean, a lot of people hate Conor McGregor. I actually like him. I find him entertaining. I watched a little press conference with him, and he didn't come in sunglasses and a top-notch suit. He was just wearing a toque and a hoodie. He looks like he's a little more serious because, you know, he's been in a bad light.
Yeah.
And he's been a loser. Cowboy Cerrone, I like him too, though. But I think if I have to go with my heart and pick McGregor.
Okay, wow. All right. Is over 40 too old to have spontaneous sex in the backseat of your car?
No.
No.
No, you do whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, don't do it in front of a grade school, but I mean, aside from that.
Find an appropriate place.
Yeah, giddy up, whatever.
People always equate age with doing things like, oh, I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
And we all age.
Sure.
But we all don't have to become irrelevant.
What are you really happy about being terrible at? Oh.
I'm really bad at having the urge to murder people.
Yeah.
I'm happy about
that. You're happy you don't have the urge to kill people?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's something I'm good. I'm good at controlling mine.
You have it, but you got control.
Morning, guys. If you had to join the circus, what circus act would you be? Well, obviously, clowns.
Yeah, we've been told we're clowns. By
Errol's clowns on the radio?
Yeah, he's clowns.
Goose.
Yeah.
These guys are clowns.
These clowns.
Clowns on my radio.
I tell ya.
Yeah.
It's my radio.
Who asked for these clowns?
What's that saying? Is don't blame the clowns. You keep going to the circus.
Yeah, I guess so. Talking motocross, snowmobiles, etc.
Yeah.
Two-stroke or four-stroke, are you mixing gas and spanking ass? I mean, I don't like mixing gas.
So you're a four-stroke guy.
I would prefer, but some things you can't.
What's the least amount of work I have to do to have the most amount of
four
fun?
Four-stroke.
Then I'm a four-stroke guy.
Yeah. Well, you could buy pre-mixed two-stroke if you, like, won the lottery or something,
because
it's pretty expensive.
Wow, you guys know a lot about stroking.
Yeah.
And the four-stroke doesn't make as good of a noise.
No.
Not as classic of a noise.
Yeah,
It makes more of a brop instead of a bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
Instead of a what?
It makes more of a brop than a bap.
More of a brop than a bap?
Yeah. With dirt bike wise. It's more of a...
He's not wrong.
His face, though. I wish him.
Wow. I try not to look at his face.
You gonna make those noises without moving your face?
Well, so what's going on at your lottery winner's party today?
Oh, boy.
It's at 4 o'clock. It goes till 6 or so at Overflow Brewing Company on Caledar in Canada. We are going to have balloting for ZZ Top tickets.
Yep.
Balloting for Pearl Jam tickets.
What?
So if you you don't have to be a winner to come by. You can stop by if you want. Maybe Jimmy will make that noise for you in person. And we'll do some cut-ins on the radio on Cosmo's show.
Sure.
And have a good time. A couple bevvies, a couple wings maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. Mm-hmm. Or afternoon.
Yeah.
Into the night. Yeah,
stop by if you want. You don't require a ticket. You can just show up.
Please.
Okay. Overflow Brewing Company.
Come by in your two-stroke.
Yeah. We'll hear you coming.
Yeah.
I just keep saying it because I want to see him do the face.
Like, it is great. It is a very accurate impression.
All right. Yeah, that's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
Impression.
ZZ Top with Cheap Trick tickets are on the line. Call us with your impression, 613-750-1061.
Let's get to it. We got Matt on the line.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys.
What's what are you dropping on us this fine day?
Well, I'm going to start you off with a little fat bastard.
Okay.
Ooh, baby. The other white meat gets in my belly.
Oh, God.
Just a second. I gotta go sit on the toilet.
What are you doing?
Where do you think Fat Bastard is from?
Remember, born.
Okay. All right. Thank you. He had to complete his impression.
Oh, okay.
Now you can answer Jason's question.
Yeah. Where do you think Fat Bastard is from?
Fat Bastard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's he from?
Yeah. The Mike Myers movie?
Yeah. No,
the country. I was thinking country.
Oh.
Do you know where he's from?
The Fat Bastard?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Okay. You
thanks,
hold
Matt.
On.
Thanks, Matt.
Hold on, Matt. That, Matt. So far, you're the winner, Matt.
Is he? Of anything?
No, he's I mean, I was just being polite. He's not going to win. That was the worst impression of Fat Bastard I've ever heard from Austin Powers. Anyway, we got John on the line here. He's got an impression of Louis Armstrong, I believe.
Roll on, John.
Yeah, Fat Bastard from Scotland.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, Dolly, where are you? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong.
It's not the worst.
You're looking swell, Dolly, I can tell, Dolly. You're still growing, you're still showing, you're still fine.
All right,
John. You know, that's not the worst.
No.
I mean, probably Louis in his later years.
Sounds a bit rusty.
A little strained.
A little rusty, yeah. But right. not horrendous.
I think so far John's the winner.
So all far. Right.
Hold on. I guess. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to hang up on you, okay? Thanks, buddy. We have Jason.
Yeah.
Jason.
Hello. Yep.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Not bad. Yourself?
Good. What impression are you going to lay on us?
The horse off Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
The horse off Ren and Stimpy.
I remember what it looks like. I don't really remember what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So he gets pushed out of the plane. The reporter comes up and asks him what he thought of the fall or how he liked it. He says to the reporter, no, sir, don't. That's all he got.
Okay.
All right. I have no reference for that. I'm sorry.
We appreciate the call.
Yeah.
And you have a great weekend.
That might as well have just said, I'm going to do an impression of my neighbor.
Yeah.
And then that would have been the same for me. I have no idea.
No, zero reference.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right. We have Samantha on the line.
Hey, Samantha.
Hi.
What are you doing today?
Well, I was going to do Dr. Evil, but after that horrible Fat Bastard, I think I'm going to switch it up. Is that okay?
Sure. We'll do whatever you want.
All right, I'm going to do that Stewart from Saturday Night Live, just all rogue like that.
Okay.
Mad TV.
Yeah, it's from Mad TV.
Yeah, Mad TV. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, my bad. Stewart, put on your sweater. I don't want to, Mom. Come on, Stewart, don't do this here. Mom, I don't want to. Come on, Stewart, give Mommy a big kiss. Mom, I don't want to.
No.
I'm a little creeped out.
The mom.
Right now.
Yeah, you did the really good mom. You should have said, I'm going to be the mom of Stewart.
Stewart.
Although I always do appreciate
a girl.
Scene.
I can't really do the Stewart, man. I'm a girl.
Don't ever use your sex as an excuse for a poor impression.
Everyone's an equal on this show, Samantha. So
all right.
You just hold on.
Hold on.
All right. I mean,
wow.
Do you want to take another call? Like,
yeah, we can take a shot in the dark. Now you're done with the jeans.
Right. Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Hey, Shay, good morning.
Hey, how about the Swedish Chef?
All right.
Sure. And today, folks, you'll be cooking me the chicken. As you take the chicken and you put it in the pot.
Too many words.
He doesn't talk.
Too many words.
He doesn't use English. He doesn't use English.
He doesn't use any English language.
Barely. That was way too... Yeah. I could understand what you were saying.
Yeah, way too many words. Yeah. But, you know, good effort. Do you want to take one more?
Like, sure, why not? Good. We're this deep.
One more.
We're this deep.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What's your name?
I'm Brandon.
What are you going to do for us, Brandon?
Angus Young.
All right, turn your radio down there, friend.
Oh, sorry, turn that down, JP.
Yeah, JP. No, JP.
Oh, I thought it was Yippee. That's a great nickname. It was Yippee.
No. Angus Young.
All right. Okay, go.
All right. Been a while to work to be back with a good news.
Hey.
Do you mean Brian Johnson?
Right.
Because Angus Young played the guitar.
Yeah.
I thought you were just going to do guitar noises.
Me too. Me too.
You know, based on your lack of knowledge alone, we have to let you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is it going to be Louis Armstrong or Stewart?
Oh, man.
I think Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, he's called a bunch of times. Give it to him. Maybe.
All right, John, you're the winner.
Yeah. Congrats, John. John.
Yo.
Congrats.
You're the winner.
All right. You got yourself tickets to see ZZ Top and Cheap Trick and the lottery, too?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you got $100 worth of Lotto Max voucher for tonight.
Yowza!
Great chat.
That's one thing we could say for John. Every time we talk to him, he is super stoked.
He is so pumped.
Yeah.
We got a drug podcast coming up.
I think if we ever have an emergency, I want John to be there because he's even keeled.
Yes, he's pretty.
There's no panic in John.
Zero panic, excitement, life even, you might say. But hey, congratulations, young man. The latest is coming up, and we'll discuss the Astros cheating thing. It's nuts.
They're good at it.
Right now, Steppenwolf on 106.1 Shay.
And if you want to teach your kids about cheating, you may want to ask the Houston Astros because they're really good at it.
They are. Give me a bit of history because a lot of people don't really follow baseball. Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention. Okay. So, in 2017, a group of players, including Carlos Beltran, who's one of the more popular, successful players, said they need to improve on decoding signs being sent to like the batter, to the pitcher.
Right. Now, stealing signs in baseball just by watching is part of the game.
It is. But they installed a monitor inside the dugout, just inside the dugout door, fed the center's screen camera to the catcher for the whole game so they could watch exactly the signs. Then they used a garbage can
to camera. Yeah.
So if it was a curveball or an off-speed pitch, they would bang the garbage can so the batter knew to expect a slower or breaking pitch. If they didn't bang it, it was a fastball coming. That was the scandal. Some players admitted to it. Some fines were handed out.
Okay.
Now more information is breaking. We're involving players using electronic buzzers that would vibrate and tell them like once for a fastball, two for like like crazy stuff.
Oh, like a low level shock collar, like you'd put on a dog or something like that.
Exactly.
Jamie, you got the deets from some. There's this deep throat.
like a deep throat person, an insider claiming on Twitter called QT, claiming to be Carlos Beltran's niece. Okay, right. That's what she's claiming.
And
now
sending all these more information that people are finding.
But she's been right
up
twice. Yeah, yeah. She said Beltran was going to step down because he just got a job coaching in November. Hasn't coached the game. Stepped down from the gig. So somebody, whoever this person is, knows some stuff. So then, and now the account's gone. I'm told to stay quiet, but I refuse to. Sorry, T.O., sorry, uncle.
Yeah.
Jose Altuve and Bregman wore devices that buzzed on inside right shoulder from hallway video guy. Let's get it all out now. And then I have pictures from locker room I will keep for rainy day.
All of them, like, putting the devices on and
I
stuff?
I guess so. And then Altuve. Now, if you remember, going back, he hit a walk-off home run.
Well, nobody's going to remember because very few people watched
the game. Sure, but he hit a walk-off home run to win the ALCS, American League Championship Series.
Okay.
And as he was around, but no one thought of it, he was holding his shirt because he would rip it off him and go bananas.
Which is an odd thing to do anyway,
and
to
he
rip
was
off
saying,
another man's shirt.
Don't. And he's like waving his finger,
third,
don't.
When he was coming down the to home, he was like waving his players, don't rip my shirt, and he was holding his shirt.
Right. And some people might have thought, oh, well, maybe he just really wants to keep the shirt as a memento or auction it off for charity, which would have been a great excuse.
When you hit a walk-off home run to win the American League Championship.
That's what baseball players do. They rip off their shirts?
No, but you're just not worried about your shirt, I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
And then he took off to the dugout, changed into his T-shirt.
And then came back
out? In private. And then came back out with his championship T-shirt.
I do remember talking about that, and we thought it was really kind of weird that he would do that. But then he was like, oh, I just got to take a, I wanted to take a moment for myself to, you know, realize what happened. Which seemed, I don't know, fairly plausible.
Now, that what year was that? That was 19.
That was this
past
year. Yeah, this past season.
So all this scandal, they tried to wrap and say it was the 2017 season. But it turns out it didn't stop.
Where they won the World Series.
Yeah, they won the World Series doing this.
And people, like other players, are saying, I would rather pitch to a guy who was jacked on steroids than pitch to a guy who knew every single pitch that was coming. Now, Chris played a fairly high level of baseball.
I did play a fairly high level.
So I said, if you knew, okay, it's going to break, you could have a way better chance. Especially these are the elite of the elite, right?
The only reason these baseball players don't hit 200 home runs a year is because they don't know what pitch is coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Not because they can't hit the pitches. They can hit the pitches. They just don't know what's coming.
Like, they went to a lot of expense and trouble to do this. Wouldn't it have been easier just to let the guy who throws the ball decide for himself? I mean, he gets paid enough money, then no one would know what he was
going
to
throw. But the catcher
doesn't
know where to position then, right? Because if you're throwing a breaking ball on the catcher, it comes so fast.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, now the thing is, there were some, I saw some stats on another show they talked about.
Oh,
Altuve, how do you say his name?
Altuve.
His home stats, compared to his away stats.
Oh, okay.
Because at home, they have the technology and right. everything. When they go away, he doesn't.
Not
it's
as much.
Like night and it's like so far apart.
Like 100 average to 600 average.
Yeah, like crazy. So I don't know. I don't know what.
Do they take the title now? They took. Those people not going to get in the Hall of Fame if they get to there now? Asterix is all over the place.
I don't know. It's
a toss up. You'd have to ask somebody like Pete Rose if they were putting money
right?
on it.
Yeah. we'll see how it unfolds. Rolling Stones right now. 106.1 J.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Pretty new contest, so let me break down the rules before Jason starts firing the questions at our contestant, Samantha. All right? You have 30 seconds to answer 5 trivia questions. Your first answer is locked in. You can pass on any question, but you have to answer all 5. We will not tell you if you are right or wrong until the end of the 30 seconds. All right?
Okay.
We're good. Samantha.
Yeah, Samantha's on the phone.
How you doing?
She's excited.
Are you a trivia player?
No.
Okay. The questions aren't too hard. It's just getting 5 and 30 is sometimes tough.
Okay, we'll do this.
All right.
Okay. Your time will start.
I've had my morning coffee.
Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah. Your time will start after I ask the first question.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
What is the most widely spoken language in Brazil?
Portuguese.
What is Shrek's wife's name?
Fiona.
What country was golf first played in?
Scotland.
What was the name of the leading actress in Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail?
Meg Ryan.
What color is the middle stripe of the French flag?
White.
Okay.
Blue. Red.
Oh. Well, we take your first answer.
We take your first
answer. Okay.
Damn!
It's fine.
So, what we can tell you...
Yeah.
Is that you won $280?
What? Congratulations,
what?
Samantha.
Color That's me shocked, fellas. End.
Yeah. Get in, man.
Well done. Congrats.
That rocks.
Good job. To be honest, I didn't have faith in you from your excitement and the way you build yourself.
My morning coffee.
Yeah, you said you weren't a trivia expert, and I was like, oh, this lady's gonna lose. But to my delight, you have won $280.
Yes, congratulations.
Wow. All right. That's the way we do it, man.
So here's what you do: you take your $280, you come to our winners' party tonight, and you buy us all drinks.
Hey, I might just do that, you know.
Congratulations! All right.
Thank you.
All right. So now we reset the pot back to $250.
Yeah.
And
still a good prize.
Yeah, fantastic
right.
prize.
So our boss is going to be pissed.
He didn't think it was going to be. He might ask us to toughen up the questions a little bit. He might.
Well, I thought that those were reasonable questions.
Yeah, I mean, they're so widespread. That's what we try to do, keep the topic. Yeah. So if anyone's an expert
Maybe
at one thing.
Maybe Samantha's just smart.
Maybe.
Or lucky.
Whatever. We got Instant Answer Question Time coming up in a little bit.
Yeah, you can text us whatever you want, 762-555.
And the latest, we're going to talk to our friend Jim Perkins.
Yeah, from the Capital City Condors. The weekend is upon us, so if you're looking for something interesting to do, you want to try something different, you might want to check out our friends at the in the Capital City Condors, especially its hockey team, and we have our buddy Jim on the line.
Me too. Good morning, Jim. Jim.
Oh, sorry. I should have pressed the button.
No problem. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
How are you? Explain to those that don't know who the Capital City Condors are.
Yeah, it's a family of adopted hockey players. We've got 5 different teams, 5 different levels of kids and young adults who play in this program. And it's just it was started really with the desire to get these kids out on the ice. They've been the world's greatest fans forever, cheering on siblings and their pro and amateur teams, but. We just kept kind of watching them on the sidelines and decided to see if we could let them play. And it's grown to a point where we've got a whole bunch of them now playing together and just having a blast.
And your spokesperson is Ottawa Senators, Mark Borowiecki. And
yeah, have you heard of him?
Yeah, we've heard of him. Pretty good guy. You know, he also runs security at the rink.
Yes, yeah, they're in other places. Apparently, he's quite well known in Detroit, too.
So. And I don't know if it was clear, but these kids all have special needs, either physical disabilities or mental challenges where they normally wouldn't make a regular hockey team or be able to play.
That's right. They've all got a challenge that kind of disqualifies them from being in a mainstream program. So this is their avenue to play. That's right.
And you've got a game day skate with the Senators today with some of your players, and also you have some events coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty busy weekend. We have about 40 of the kids going over to skate after the Sens are done with their morning practice and before the Flames come on the ice. So we'll get to skate around a little bit. Mark and some of the other guys are going to come out and join us and just have a nice time together. I know the Sens Foundation has been working on a story with one of our families, so they'll be filming some of it too. And nice. Just having a great time together today. It's always a highlight for the kids. And then tomorrow, we have a couple games against local firefighters planned at our Kanata location. So that's always a fun day too.
I don't want to sound like complainers, but you promised us some jerseys a while ago. I don't see a jersey on my desk.
I got them. They're in my car. They look good.
We're glad now.
Amazing in them. Yep.
I actually got a chance to get out and see one of the games, and it was amazing, man. All the different skill levels, like, because, you know, some of the kids definitely more higher functioning, but some of the physical apparatuses, some of the kids, it's unbelievable that they're out. It's really heartwarming, man.
And it's like, not
it really
like you
is.
Can buy that stuff at Walmart. Like, a lot of those stuff, those things, like those like sleds and stuff like that, they have to be custom made by people, and that stuff's not cheap, right? So, is there a place people can donate to the Condors to help these kids have some fun?
Yeah, absolutely. Right on our website, capitalcitycondors.org, there's a place to donate. It's really the generosity of the greater community that allows a program like this to exist and then to grow. You know, we've got over 130 players now. We were counting it up, and we stopped counting at 30 different exceptionalities that are represented on the team. So it's a pretty amazing mix of incredible people. And we're just trying to do everything we can to make the game as adaptable to as many as possible. So
the common denominator with all those people are, Jim? They're all hockey players.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. And, they feel like it on weekends like this. And, even when we play friendlies against mainstream teams, and another kid, from a mainstream program will look over and say, man, I didn't know you were a hockey player. And it validates our kids in a way that we could have anticipated. Yeah. Yep.
All right, Jim, we thank you for the phone call and checking in. And to keep updated on everything, Capital City Condors is the website. Go find it, and you can donate there and all that good stuff.
Awesome. Got these shirts for you. They'll look good on you.
All right, Jim.
Looking forward
we'll
to
hook
it.
Up. CapitalCityCondors.org.
Yeah, go check it out. All right.
Biggs and Barr.
Biggs and Barr.
Mornings on 106.1 Shea.
Instant answer question time's coming.
Text us your questions, 762-555.
I got a pre-question, guys, if you want.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If the plow drops in the parking lot and there was no one there to see it, does the BS still stop?
Well, the plow driver would obviously see it.
And you'd see the after effects of a pristinely plowed parking lot. So, yes.
Listen.
Yeah.
The BS stops.
I guess so.
Obviously not getting it.
Yeah.
When the plow drops, the BS stops.
Yes.
And someone would see it because Tesla's not making plows, right?
No matter what.
Figure it out.
No matter where. Plow dropping, BS stopping.
Yep.
Okay. Text us 762-555. Please, no more questions about the plow.
You should know by now that when the plow drops.
Yeah. BS stops.
See, Jason's fed up with it because he knows.
Yeah.
He knows when the plow drops, the BS stops. Stop asking.
Like, as much as you guys have heard it, like, on the radio, believe it or not, I've heard it more just in the room.
All right. It's
like,
Black Sabbath.
Just for fun.
Text us your questions, please. 762-555.
Chris Biggs.
Present.
Jason Barr.
Hey.
Pasty Jamie.
Hello.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shea.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo! Text us! 762-555! Text the show! We'll text you back! No, we won't, but we'll answer fast!
Instant answer question time is brought to you by Algonquin College. Hey, I am one of the 103 from the winners list. I live almost 3 hours away and may not be able to make it this evening. It's to our winners party. Yeah. Any chance I can send my brother-in-law, who lives in Kanata, to take my place for the party? Absolutely.
Sure, 100%.
Come by.
Send anybody you want. We'd love to have anyone come.
Yeah. It's at Overflow Brewery from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. or so in Ottawa on Caledar.
So. My son barfed all over our local pub last night. How long until we can show our faces there again?
Well, how old is your son? Is he a child?
Yeah, if it's a child, it's forgivable. If your son is like my son and he's like 21, that's a bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
It depends. Well, what's your rep? Like, do you think you have a great rep already? Or is it like something you all can laugh about? Because does he do it every week? You know? Yeah. You can throw up once in a while, and people will forgive you for it, right?
One time we were driving to Florida, and we stopped at the Golden Corral in West Virginia, which is, I mean, it's always a fun time there, but one of my sons, the older one, was on his way to the bathroom, didn't quite make it, and like, bleh, all over the floor. But we only go there like once every 5-6 years, so we're
fine. You're fine. You're good. You're good. Hey, it's George. What's the most useless appliance or tool you own but can't live without?
If I can't live without it, isn't it useful?
Maybe they want to know each end. Like, what's the most useless one you have and what's the one you can't live without? Useless for me lately, for some reason, microwave.
Okay.
Almost never, never use the microwave.
But you just don't heat up food or what?
Yeah, I don't care. You know I don't care about food temperature.
You don't have leftovers at all? Like, you'll eat it cold. What if you have soup or something?
I don't have soup. Who has soup at home? What do you?
Well, I do.
You want some kind of kitchen?
You make soup?
What do you got?
People
some
lined
kind
up
of
in the backyard
kitchen?
For soup?
You make like a nice ham soup, and it's got a little bit of fat on the top? Soup. You just eat the chunks of fat cold? Okay.
Well, like, for example, we had Chinese food yesterday.
Right.
Delicious. I will just go home and eat it cold for lunch.
I'll eat food cold, but I do like to warm it up. Hey, my name is Jason. I'm a plow operator, but when the plow drops, doesn't the BS start for plow guys?
No.
Preach, Jason.
No.
I agree with you.
No.
Stop
absolutely.
It.
He's a plow driver. He would know better than you, people who merely watch the plow.
Mm. If he's got to ask that question, he's wrong.
He probably should pick a new profession.
I'm with you, man.
You ask your plowing friends, they'll tell you.
When the plow drops.
Yeah.
The BS stops.
Who is the biggest cheater in sports, Patriots or Astros?
Patriots. Astros have cheated for a couple seasons. Patriots have never stopped and never will stop cheating.
How do you know, though? Like, the Astros may have been cheating for longer.
Because
it just hasn't
been
proven.
I'm indifferent about the Astros.
Oh, I see.
But I hate the Patriots.
Right.
So they're the biggest cheaters.
The Russians have made their way out of that list of late.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? To get...
I didn't say Olympics. If it said Olympics, those Russians.
It's a shame.
What do you guys work towards in your free time?
Weekend.
Settle down, lover boy.
Yeah.
I think I would like to work towards enjoying the place where I live.
Yeah.
Having moved there recently, there's always stuff you got to do. You're fixing this. You're making improvements to that. I think I would like to take some time and just enjoy where I am for a while.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
There's always stuff to do.
I work for calm.
Yeah.
Calm and like just like in everything. Oh. Like just... As you get older, we're not old yet, but as you get older, I think you search for calm. Like you just want calm in your life.
It's and don't mistake it as we don't like things. Like
no.
It's just like just leave me alone for a bit.
just
like 30 minutes.
Can we all just be calm?
30 minutes, leave me alone.
A follow-up to that story about that guy who barfed. He's 5.
Oh,
he has autism. We arrived. So then go back today.
Yeah.
If they don't understand, don't give them your business anymore. That's ridiculous. We thought it was a drunk story. You're just a child who throws up. Take him back. What do you care? Kids barf, man.
Yeah.
Did he like projectile spew across the entire place?
It makes no difference.
Like The Exorcist, like, like that's even then, legend.
Yeah. He is a legend.
Bring him back. That's
no
it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
Goodbye. Good one. I was gonna sing the song and you have changed it. Right here.
It's only a soft goodbye.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Normally it's a soft hello.
No, it's a soft goodbye because we're going to be back on the air this afternoon on Cosmos Show because we're broadcasting live from Overflow Brewery for our lottery winners party, 4 to 6 p.m.
We'll be popping in, catching up, letting people know what a good time we're having. Maybe you'll come join us between 4 and 6 today. We're giving away giant checks for 36 cents.
Yeah.
I'll
we'll have some tunes.
Yeah.
You can ballot, fill out a ballot. You can win ZZ Top or Pearl Jam tickets.
Yeah.
And probably have a snack, maybe a bevy or two.
Sure. We'll have some stuff.
I'm going to have a beverage or two.
Yeah.
Matthew is excited.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Jamie has a list
Eric
of people.
Eric is excited.
Right.
Are you romper rooming?
Larry.
Right
Rommel. I see Rommel. Excited.
Anybody not excited?
Donald, he's excited.
Yeah, anyway.
Susan, Jeff. Yes, Karen, not excited.
Okay.
Does not like me.
Okay, oh, that's
you
fair.
Specifically.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, made you a point what? To say doesn't like me.
Oh, she made a point of saying that she doesn't like you when we called to tell her she'd come to a party?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool, I like her.
You like the cut of her jib?
Yeah, yeah. That's bold.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, looking forward to seeing you, Karen.
That is today between 4 and 6. Stop by if you want.
Overflow Brewery.
We got TJ up next. Enjoy your day. All right, here's Three Doors Down on 106.1 Chick.